Hello, Stuart and Jodie here at Carey Baptist Church here in Malton. It's good to be back with you after a nice holiday break. And let's commit this time of worship into God's love and care. Let us pray. Lord, as we gather here, help us to remember that we are engaging with you, that this is a time of worship. So we pray that you would come to us by your Spirit, that you would meet with us, speak with us, that we would encounter you through this time of worship. We offer this to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Judy's going to come and read our reading, which is from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 14. Ezekiel 37, 1 to 14.
It's titled, The Valley of Dry Bones. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, Prophesy to these bones. Say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied, as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, This is what the Sovereign Lord says. My people, I'm going to open up your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord.
Thank you, Jodie. One thing I forgot to mention at the beginning is because it's the first Sunday of the month, it's a communion service. So if you'd like to participate in the communion part of this service, then press pause now and go and get some bread and some wine or liquid equivalent, and then come and join us again. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this vision, this picture that Ezekiel received about the Valley of Dry Bones. And we pray that this image, this vision, this metaphor would also speak into our own lives and circumstances today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When I was thinking about what to preach on this week, my mind was drawn to this passage from Ezekiel of the Valley of Dry Bones, as I think it has something to say to us in our present circumstances coming out of the aftermath of the COVID pandemic. Originally, this message was given to the prophet Ezekiel in exile in Babylon. The people of Israel, or part of them, certainly the leadership and the elites, were taken into exile in Babylon, and the capital city Jerusalem and its temple, which was the center of their universe, had been destroyed and razed to the ground, and they were taken as slaves into exile. Their plight is summed up in verse 11. Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. They are in a situation of despair and without hope for the future. Our plight is not as severe as theirs, but it is easy to feel despairing and anxious in these days. As most of you will know, that in mid-June, I was signed off by the doctor for a few weeks with mild depression and anxiety. And although I feel much more like myself now, I am not out of the woods yet, and it is likely to be a long and slow process to recovery. The last 18 months have hit us all, and it has been like a form of exile, where we haven't felt like ourselves, where church worship has been and still does feel a bit strange and not like it was. We feel depleted in numbers and strength, like dry bones. Some have died in the past 18 months within our church family and literally become dry bones. Others have moved away. Others have not returned yet. Others may never return because they have got used to not coming to church on Sundays. It is easy to feel anxious when we look around and worry about the future and feel like dry bones, all dried up. But Ezekiel has words of hope for us, as he had to those in exile over 2,600 years ago. In his dream or vision, he was told in verse 4, where it says, "Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." We also need to hear the word of the Lord, to hear from God. We need to hear his word preached. We need to feed upon it daily, otherwise we will dry up and become like dry bones. But as well as hearing the word of God, God wanted to enter into the lives of the people. In verse 5 it says, "This is what the sovereign Lord said to these bones, I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life." When it talks about breath here, the Hebrew word ruach can mean wind or spirit. God wanted to fill the people with his spirit, with his life. And he wants to fill us with his spirit, with his life. As Ezekiel prophesied, breath entered them and they came to life. And he wanted to bring them to life. And likewise, in our present circumstances, he wants to bring us to life again. We, like the people of Israel, need to hear the word of the Lord and to be filled with the breath of God, the Ruach, the Holy Spirit of God. We need to keep praying, keep reading and meditating on the Bible, and keep gathering together to worship together. We don't know what the future holds, but we do know that we need God now more than ever. We may feel like dried up bones, lacking in hope, but God has a track record of bringing back the dead to life again. He brought back Israel from exile, and he brought back Jesus from the dead. And one day he will bring us back from the dead and raise us up to be with him forever. All is not lost. Even now he can raise us up from the dead, and one day he will raise us up to be with him in glory forever. Lord, we often feel dry, like dry bones. We pray that you would fill us afresh with your spirit, with your life. That even as we gather this morning, or whenever we are gathering, that you would fill us afresh with your life, that you would revive us, that you would bring us to life again. May your ruach, may your spirit, may your breath, may your wind blow in and through us and bring us back to life again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So now we'll move into a time of Holy Communion. So if you've not already got your bread and wine, then go and get it now and press pause. Okay. So come to this table not because you must, but because you may. Not because you're strong, but because you're weak. Come not because any goodness of your own gives you a right to come, but because you need mercy and help. Come because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Come because he loved you and gave himself for you. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. I am the bread of life, Jesus told them. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Let's listen again to the words of the Last Supper as passed down to us by the Apostle Paul. For the tradition which I handed on to you came to me from the Lord himself, that on the night of his arrest, the Lord Jesus took some bread, and after giving thanks to God, broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is a new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink this, do so in memory of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege of gathering around your table. I'm giving thanks and remembering all that Jesus has done for us. We thank you that you sent him to live amongst us, to show us your love. We thank you that he was prepared to die, that we might be reconciled to you. We thank you that he did not remain dead, that you raised him to life. And now he is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit. Father God, as we break this bread and drink this wine, we pray that you would pour out afresh upon us your Ruach, your Holy Spirit, that we may be filled with your new life, that our dry bones may be revivified with the life of your holy life, your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus took the bread and broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in memory of me." So take the bread now and remember it was broken for you. Jody, the body of Christ broken for you.
Body of Christ broken for you.
Amen. Jesus took the cup and said, "This cup is new covenant sealed with my blood. Whenever you drink this, do so in memory of me." Jody, the blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, you declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope that you have set before us, so that we and all your children shall be free and the whole earth live to your praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we gather around the table, it's good to bring our prayers of intercession for others. So let us continue in the spirit of prayer. Father, we pray for our church family and we pray for the nominations for the diaconate. And we pray that you would raise up the right people for those roles and give them the willingness to serve you in that role. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, as we enter into September and the start of a new season, we pray for the prayer walk on Monday, walking round the village. We pray that you would go with us and before us as we pray for the life of our church and the life of the village. And we pray that you would lead us and guide us into the coming weeks and months as the church opens up more and as things return to some form of normality. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the girls and the boys' brigade as they start in the coming weeks. We thank you for the leaders and the helpers and the time that they dedicate to serving you in this way. We pray for the boys and girls as they gather week on week, that you would be with them, that you would bless them as they learn and have fun together. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for those within our church family that we know who are grieving the loss of loved ones at this time. You know who they are, and we pray that you would draw near to them to comfort them and their families at this time of great loss and pain. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And in a moment's quiet, we bring our own needs and concerns to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for all those going back to school or who have started school last week and this coming week. We pray for the teachers, the demands and the responsibilities placed upon them, strengthen and uphold them. We pray for the boys and girls going back to school, settling back into school life after the summer holidays. Help them in their studies, especially after the difficult time that they've had, and keep them safe in a COVID secure way. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for all those who work in the National Health Service, which seems very stretched at the moment. We pray for our local GPs, we pray for doctors and nurses, and those who work in our hospitals, who are worn out. Strengthen and uphold them. May they get the support and the rest that they need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we continue to pray for the people of Afghanistan, and for those that have fled their homeland to seek a new land, a new life in new countries. Help them as they settle, and those who offer them what they need at this time. And we pray for the new government in Afghanistan, that they would hold firm to some of the promises that they have made. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for those affected by the floods that we've seen on our TV screens in the United States. We pray that being affected by some of the effects of climate change in the more powerful nations will make us make more radical change in this year when we have the COP26 conference. And help us to turn around and to respect and to cherish your creation, to safeguard it for future generations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we offer you all these prayers and the prayers said in the silence of our hearts, and we join them together with the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for joining with us. It's been good to connect with you. And I'll close with a blessing. Go now into God's world with love and peace and joy and hope in your hearts. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.